So we will start our discussion. I will just share the screen and just let just hold on. Are you able to see Haribhakti bro?
Yes, Prabhuji.
Okay. So I am also able to see and read it clearly. So we had started discussing Yamaraj describing to the Yamadutas about Bhagavad Dharma, and they also describe about the supreme position of the Supreme Lord and his devotees in compared to other ordinary people. The last verse that we discussed, last few verses, so he started this famous verse, Dharmam tu Sakshat Bhagavat Pranitam, Navai Vidur Rishayo Napi Devaha, Na Siddha Mukhya Asura Manushyaha, Kutonu. So we saw this verse where it is mentioned that the great sages, thus the demons and human beings, the Vidyadharas, Charanas, etc., Navai Vidu Sakshat Bhagavat Pranitam Dharmam. So this dharma, which has been established with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which is pure devotional service, cannot be understood by any of these people. So any of these people, as we saw last time, indicates that just by being a human being or a devata or a siddha does not qualify them to understand. But of course, we do understand that some of the devatas, like the current Brahma and the next Indra, who is Bali Maharaj, because he is going to mention his name, and current Yamaraj himself, they all know. They all know this Bhagavad Dharma, but the one who occupies that post just by the dint of occupying the post in itself is not necessarily qualified to understand this dharma. That if no one knows dharma, then what is the proof? In no to indicate that one is 12, no. These 12 are quite prominent. So, but otherwise there are many others who know also. Prahlado Janako Bhishmo Balir Vaya Sakir Vayam Dvadasha Ete Vijanimo Dharmam Bhagavatam Bataha. My dear servants, these 12 people know Bhagavad Dharma. Guhyam Vishuddham Durbodham Yengyatva Amritamashnute. And what is the nature of this Bhagavad Dharma? Guhyam Vishuddham Durbodham. Guhyam, it's very confidential. As it is mentioned in Bhagavad Gita also. Vishuddham, it is beyond the three modes, which is completely pure, uncontaminated by the three modes. And Durbodham means it's very difficult to comprehend. And understanding this, one attains immortality. So this is where we ended our discussion last time. So now let us start discussing the Yamaraj glorifying the process of chanting. So if at this stage, as I told you, I am not able to see your video. So if you have a question, you either raise your hand, matlab the Zoom raise hand option, or you automatically unmute yourself and speak, because if you raise your hand also, I will not be able to see you. Okay. So we'll start discussing the next part, very important part. We will be memorizing some verses from this section. Yamaraj glorifying the process of chanting. Very appropriate that we are getting to discuss this topic during the World Holy Name Week. So it's really wonderful. Okay, so continue. Etavaneva lokesmin pumsam dharma parasmritaha bhakti yogo bhagavati tanna magrahana debihi. So kindly, hope you are able to see the screen. So kindly, see the word meanings, because we are going to memorize this verse. Be attentive to the meaning of the words. Bhagavati bhakti yoga. Pure bhakti to the Supreme Lord. Tad nama grahana adibihi. So what is the, what constitutes bhakti yoga? He says, tad nama grahana adibihi. It's starting with, the chanting the holy names of the Lord. Yetava. When they asked you to speak about dharma, what is real dharma? He says, Bhagavati bhakti yoga tad nama grahanadibhi etavan dharma smritaha. This is real dharma. Paraha, and this is the supreme object for whom asmin loke pumsam. Pumsam for a human being, asmin loke, living in this world. This is the supreme object. So that's what they are telling. So Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga, which is characterized by Tannama Grahanadibihi, is actually Etavan Dharma Spritaha. And this dharma, Asmin Loke Pumsam Paraha. This is a supreme object for the human being living in this world. Okay. So now, I want you to close all your books. So kindly recollect the words. You can unmute yourself. Whatever you can recollect, you please recollect.
Bhakti Yoga Bhagavati Guru Jashra Gopal Guru
Singh. Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga. Okay. What about that? What does it constitute? Tad nama grahanadibhi. What about that bhakti yoga?
It is parasmrita, smrita, recognized.
It is smritaha, it is recognized
and
as
paraha,
as the supreme most. For whom?
For everyone. Etavan eva lokesmin.
Asmin loke pumsam. So for the people living in this world, this is considered as the topmost dharma. So etavan eva dharma, right? That's what he says. Etavan dharma smritaha. This is real dharma, and paraha, this is considered as a supreme object, asmin loke pumsam, for the people living in this world. Okay. So let's chant three times and try to recollect. So first tell me, who all are sitting? I Muktakesh Prabhu is there, Hari Bhakti Prabhu is there, Ashray Gopal Prabhu is there, and Akhilatma Pran Prabhu I saw, Tamal Govind Prabhu I saw. Who else?
And Rohin Nandan Prabhu is there.
Rohin Nandan Prabhu is there.
Chaitanya Chandra Prabhu is there.
Oh, Sri Chaitanya Chandra Prabhu is also there.
And Adi Gopal and, is Jayadvaita are joining.
Adi Gopal Prabhu and Jayadvaita Prabhu are joining. What about Priya Gopesh Prabhu?
Priya Gopesh Prabhu is there with Rohini Nandan Prabhu.
No, he is not there today. Tomorrow he will join. From tomorrow on.
Tomorrow he'll join. Fine. Okay. So I just wanted to know so that I can ask particular devotees to recollect. Okay. So let's chant. Three times we will chant and then we will try to recollect. Okay. So you can mute, because there might be small time lag. So as and when you are hearing, you can try to chant together, and then in this way we'll try to recollect. एतावानेव लोकेस्मिन् पुंसां धर्मपरस्मृतः भक्तियोगो भगवति तन्नामग्रहणादिभिः एतावानेव लोकेस्मिन् पुंसां धर्मपरस्मृतः भक्तियोगो भगवति तन्नामग्रहणादिभिः एतावानेव लोकेस्मिन् पुंसां धर्मपरस्मृतः भक्तियोगो भगवति तन्नामग्रहणादिभिः ओके सो थ्री टाइम्स वी हैव चैंटेड kindly close your books first line muktakesh prabhu can you try
etavaneva lokesmin
rohin nandan prabhu second line
umsam dharma parasmrutah
ashray gopal prabhu third line
bhakti yogo bhagavati
hari bhakti prabhu fourth line
tannama grahanati bi
Akhilatma Pran Prabhu, first two lines.
Etavan eva lokesmin pumsan pumsan dharma para parasmita.
Tamal Govin Prabhu, next two lines.
Bhakti yoga bhagavati tannama grahana adivi.
Very good. Who is left? Adigrupal Prabhu, Jayadvait Prabhu are remaining, right?
They have not.
Yes.
Adigopal, they have joined.
Yeah, they have not come. Okay, fine.
Adigopal
Prabhu. Adigopal Prabhu. Okay, Adigopal Prabhu, because you came late, you have to tell the whole verse.
Correct. I just came through.
Okay. Okay, Hari Bhakti Prabhu, full verse.
Etavaneva lokesmin pumsa dharma parasmrita bhakti. Yogo Bhagavati Tannama Granadidhi
Hari Bol. Okay, Muktakesh Prabhu.
Etavaneva lokesmin pumsa dharma parasmita bhakti yogo Bhagavati Tannama Granadidhi
Hari Bol. Shri Rohin Nandan Prabhu.
Etavaneva lokesmin pumsa dharma parasmita bhakti yogo Bhagavati Tannama Granadidhi
Haribo. Okay, great. So we will start. Shil Vishnu Jagadakur writes, then you should teach us that dharma and deliver us your servants. So they say, because in the previous verse they said dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. So this was, then they may ask, the servants of the yamadutas may ask, why then are you not teaching this Bhagavat Pranita Dharma and delivering us? You should teach that Dharma to us. Huh? So he says, in spite of many varieties of Dharma existing, Bhakti is actually the real Dharma. That's what they're telling. Because he mentioned Bhagavat Pranita Dharma, even though directly that Bhagavat Pranita Dharma is pure devotional service was not directly indicated. So now he is indicating it, that Bhagavat Pranita Dharma, which is Pumsam Dharma Para, actually Bhakti Yoga Bhagavati Tannama Grahanadibhi. It's actually Bhakti Yoga unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which is characterized by Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam, like that. So the word Para here is a noun meaning the highest thing. This bhakti yoga excludes bhakti mixed with the gunas such as offering karmas. So he is not talking about yat karoshi yad ashnasi yad juhosi dadasi yad tapasvasi kaunteya tat kurusha madarpanam. He is not talking about that. Or he is not talking about karmanyeva adhikaraste ma phaleshu kadachana ma karma phalahetur burmate sangosva karmani. He is not talking about mixed devotional service here. This is the Abhideya Tattva of the Bhagavatam. That is the speciality of Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam, though it talks about karma jnana, karma yoga, jnana yoga, etc., but when it is talking about the Abhideya, it is not talking about all these other paths as Abhideya. It is talking about those paths to establish that they are not suitable Abhideya. for that purpose Bhagavatam talks about those paths. But Bhagavatam talks about pure devotional service only as abhideya. So it has been said, dharma projita kaitavotra paramo, the highest dharma rejects cheating dharma. And also savai pumsam paro dharmo yato bhakti dokshite. Bhakti yoga is the supreme dharma for humanity. So therefore this teaching is consistent throughout Srimad Bhagavatam. Hari Bhakti Prabhu, can you read Prabhupada's purport? If there are no further questions, comments.
As stated in the previous verse, Dharmam Bhagavatam. Real religious principles are Bhagavata Dharma. The principles described in Srimad Bhagavatam itself or in Bhagavad Gita, the preliminary study of the Bhagavatam. What are these principles? The Bhagavatam says Dharma Prochita Kaitavatra. In Srimad Bhagavatam, there are no cheating religious systems. Everything in the Bhagavatam is directly connected with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Bhagavatam further says, Savai Pumsam Paro Dharmo Yato Bhaktira Dokshaje. The Supreme Religion is that which teaches its followers how to love the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is beyond the reach of experimental knowledge. Such a religious system begins with Tannama Grahana, chanting of the holy name of the Lord, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam. After chanting the holy name of the Lord and dancing in ecstasy, one gradually sees the form of the Lord, the pastimes of the Lord, and the transcendental qualities of the Lord. This way, one fully understands the situation of the personality of Godhead. One can come to this understanding of the Lord, how he descends into the material world, and how he takes his births and what activities he performs. But one can know this only by executing devotional service. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Bhaktya Mam Abhijanati. Simply by devotional service, one can understand everything about the Supreme Lord. If one fortunately understands the Supreme Lord in this way, the result is Tyaktva Deham Punarjanmanaiti. After giving up his material body, he no longer has to take birth in this material world. Instead, he returns home, back to Godhead. That is the ultimate perfection. Therefore, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 8.15, Mamupetya punarjanma dukkhalayam shashvatam napnuvanti mahatmanah samsiddhim paramam gatah. After attaining me, the great souls who are yogis in devotion never return to this temporary world which is full of miseries because they have attained the highest perfection.
So, here Prabhupada quotes this verse, Janma karma cha me divyam evam yo veti tattvatah. So, to tattvataha know means to actually realize. So, it is mentioned that the qualification for chanting the holy name is Shraddha. Of course, even one who does not have Shraddha, he can chant the holy name, but he would not want to chant the holy name because he does not have that Shraddha. But if you have that Shraddha in itself is sufficient qualification for chanting the holy name. But for that chanting to reveal the Rupa, that happens at the stage of Nishta. And Guna is revealed at the stage of Ruchi. And Leela is revealed at the stage of Asakti. So which means, Janma karma chame divyam evam yo veti tattvatah actually happens at the stage of asakti. And then after asakti he enters bhava prema, then tyaktva deham punarjanmaniti. That's how it happens. And what is the symptom of a person who has actually reached that stage? What is 4.10? Vitaraga bayakroda manmaya mamupashilta bahavo jnana tapasa puta madbhava magata. So such a person is free of raga, bhaya, krodha and all these material infections which is caused due to the three modes. So such a person has transcended the three modes by the practice of bhakti. Mamchayo abhyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samatitya etan tamabhuyaya kalpate. So he has transcended the influence of the three modes, and therefore he is able to overcome Vita Raga Bhaya Krodha. Like that. Any quick comments, questions, discussions before we move on?
Prabhuji?
Yes.
When
Sri Chaitanya Chandra Prabhu.
You are telling about this guna rupa, that rupa guna and lila at various stages, nishta, ruchi and asakti. So just wanted to know from like a reference or like a story you can quote.
Reference Prabhuji is Madhurya Kadambini.
It is like given
Madhurya Kadambini Shila Vishnachakur gives. And also in, I think, Shuddha Bhakti Chintamani, Shivaram Swami Maharaj quotes Bhaktivinoda Thakur. If my memory is right. But definitely in Madhurya Kadambini it is.
So devotee at the stage of Nishta, the devotee at the stage of Ruchi, the qualities of the Lord are revealed. And correct. Devotee at the stage of Asakti, the past times are revealed.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you, Guruji. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right.
Prabhuji.
Hari Bhakti Prabhu.
So when does the devotee understand that the holy name is non-different from Krishna? He gets the realization of that. That happens before Nishtha only.
Of course, I think that that realization becomes stronger and stronger when it progresses further. But I think even before one reaches the stage of Nishtha, that realization would dawn, or at least at the stage of Nishtha probably.
So because it has to happen before Rupa gets revealed, correct? Like that?
I think, I'm not very sure about that. I'm just trying to think, what would that realization mean? So that realization would mean actually Niraparadnam, right? Because if one has attained that realization, then one would try to absolutely chant without offenses, because he has realized that the holy name is non-different from Krishna. So is that reasonable?
Yes, Prabhuji, according to me, at least.
Yeah. So, the stage of Nishtha one chants Shuddhana. So which means, before that, before one reaches Nishtha, one has to, one realizes actually the non-difference of the holy name from Krishna. That is why in Shikshashtakam, Kirtaniya Sadahari, that constant chanting of the holy name, that ability and the desire to chant constantly, it comes actually at the stage of Nishtha. So the third verse, the Trinada Pisani Chena verse, indicates the stage of Nishtha.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you are right that before reaching Nishtha, He reaches the realization, or rather we can say to realize the non-difference of the holy name from the Supreme Lord is actually a prerequisite for reaching Nishtha.
Mm-hmm.
Because only then you would chant Shuddhanam without committing any offenses. You would endeavor at least in that direction.
So at Nishtha only start chanting Shuddhanam, Prabhuji?
Almost. Or maybe even a little bit before. At Nishtha, you definitely chant pure name. And then it becomes Bhavanam at the stage of Bhava and Premanam at the stage of Prema. Is that okay?
Yes.
Any other quick comments, questions before we move on?
Mukteshwar had one comment from teachings of Lord Chaitanya, chapter 19.
Yes, yes, yes.
Where first line only, Prabhupada writes that Bhava is the transcendental ecstatic attachment for Krishna, which results from perfectly understanding that the person Krishna and the name Krishna are identical.
Oh, acha.
One who has attained Bhava is certainly not contaminated by material nature. He enjoys transcendental pleasure from Bhava, and when Bhava is intensified, it is called love of Godhead.
Okay, okay. So this is 19th chapter is titled what?
Further Talks with Prakashananda.
Further Talks with Prakashananda Saraswati. So you can also try to do this. I will also try to go back to that chapter and see. Definitely Prabhupada would be quoting some verse, so we will try to go to that verse and see how exactly it is it's explained. Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Fine. Okay. So let's continue. नामोच्चारण माहात्म्यं हरेः पश्यत पुत्रकाः अजामिलोपि येनैव मृत्युपाशाद् अमुच्यत. ओ पुत्रकाः, ओ सन्स्. सो पुत्रकाः इस् इट् कुड् हैव बीन् पुत्राः, बट् पुत्रकाः इस् ऐ थिंक् मोर् अफेक्षनेट् अड्रेस्. ही इस् अड्रेसिङ्ग् हिस् सर्वेण्ट्स् एस् ओ सन्स्. पश्यत, जस्ट् लुक्. हरेः नाम उच्चारण महात्म्यम्. जस्ट् लुक् अट् दि ग्लोरीस् आफ् चाण्टिङ्ग् द होली नेम् आफ् द लार्ड्. येन एव, येन बै 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 दट् चाण्टिङ्ग् एव, ओन्ली बै दट् चाण्टिङ्ग् अजामिलः अपि, ईवन् अजामिल् मृत्युपाशादमुच्यत. हि वास् फ्रीड् फ्रोम् द रोप्स् आफ् डेत्. ओके. Can someone recollect whatever words, whatever you recollect, please share. I think you have already memorized this verse, right?
No.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Share what words you remember.
Putrakaha.
Putrakaha. Okay.
Ajamilopi.
Ajamilopi.
Hare.
Hare. Hare. Namocharana Mahatmya. Okay. What should Putraka do?
Just see. See, Pashyata.
Pashyata. Pashyata.
See what?
Yenaiva.
Okay. They
see the glories of the holy name.
Jamilo. Vritti Pasha Namuchyata.
Yena eva, by that chanting only, Ajamilopi, even Ajamil. What happened to Ajamil?
Mrityupashad
Amuchyata. He escaped the Mrityupash. Okay. We'll chant three times. Famous verse. Namocharana Mahatmyam Harehe Pashyata Putrakaha Ajamilopi Yenaiva Mrityupashad Amuchyata. Namocharana Mahatmyam हरेः पश्यत पुत्रकाः अजामिलोपि येनैव मृत्युपाशाद् अमुच्यत. नामोच्चारण माहात्म्यं हरेः पश्यत पुत्रकाः अजामिलोपि येनैव मृत्युपाशाद् अमुच्यत. ओके, मुक्तकेश प्रभु, फर्स्ट लाइन.
नामोच्चारण माहात्म्यम्.
आश्रय गोपाल प्रभु, सेकेंड लाइन. आदिगोपाल बहुत अड़लें.
अजामिलोपि
ये नैव
ये नैव.
ओके, जयद्वैत प्रभु अस काम.
नो प्रोजी, ही इज नॉट देयर.
ही इज नॉट देयर. ओके, हरिभक्ति प्रो, फोर्थ लाइन.
मृत्युपाशादमुच्यतः.
ओके, अखिलात्म प्राण प्रो, फर्स्ट टू लाइन्स.
नामोच्चारण
नामोच्चारण महात्म्यम हरे स्पश्यत पुत्र का.
ओके तमाल गोइंग थ्रू नेक्स्ट टू लाइन्स.
अजामिलोपि एनेव मृत्युपाशाद अमुच्यत.
श्री रोहिण नंदन प्रभु फुल वर्स.
नामोच्चारण महात्म्यम हरे पश्यत पुत्रकाः अजामिलोपि एनेव मृत्युपाशाद अमुच्यत.
हरिवो. ओके होम डिड आई मिस.
See Chaitanya
Chandra Prabhu, would you like to share?
And difficult for me, bro.
Okay, no problem. You can try, we all will help you.
For me to remember verses takes a lot of time.
Okay, no problem.
I need to sit alone and...
Yeah, fine. No problem. Okay, Adi Gopal Prabhu, full verse.
नामोच्चारण महात्म्यम हरे हे पश्यत पुत्र का अजामिलोपि एनैव मृत्युपाशात् अमुच्यत.
हरि बोल. वेरी गुड. ओके सो वन डस नॉट हैव टू सर्च फॉर द प्रूफ. वी हैव अ डायरेक्ट एग्जांपल ही सेज. So, which word in this verse indicates that, oh, there is no need for proof?
Pashyata.
Pashyata, correct. Because you see, this is Pratyaksha Praman. I can show it right in front of you. Huh? What other proof you want? I am showing it directly. See, you saw the example of Ajamil like that. Hari Bhakti Prabhu, would you like to read the purport?
The Shastra says, Papishthaya Durachara Deva Brahmana Nindaka. Sorry. Yeah. There is no need to conduct research into the significance of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. The history of Ajamil is sufficient proof of the power of the Lord's holy name and the exalted position of a person who chants the holy name incessantly. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Eva Kevalam, Kalau Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva Gatir Anyatha. In this age of Kali, no one can perform all the ritualistic ceremonies for becoming liberated. That is extremely difficult. Therefore, all the Shastras and all the Acharyas have recommended that in this age, one chant the holy name.
So I am asking Hari Bhakti Prabhu to read because he is sitting next to the computer, I think. So if others also would like to read, you can read. No problem. Okay. Karnaya Pumsam Sankirtanam Bhagavato Kunakarma Namnam कृष्य पुत्र मग नारायणे तिम्रियमान इयाय मुक्तिम. सो वी विल रीड ईच वर्ड. संकीर्तनम इज ट्रांसलेटेड हियर एज अटेंटिव चैंटिंग बिकॉज दैट इज द मीनिंग ऑफ संकीर्तनम. सन सम मीन्स टुगेदर विथ एवरी वन दैट इज वन मीनिंग. But sun also means samyak kirtanam, which means attentive chanting, or sometimes it is also translated as offenseless chanting. So sankirtanam, attentive chanting, because the 11th offense is the mother of all other offenses. If one attentively chanting, it is as good as offense. The you know, you have taken care of the mother of all offenses, so other offenses also do not. Of what? Bhagavato guna karma nam nam. Bhagavato belonging to Bhagavan. Guna karma nam nam nam. What by sankirtanam of the Supreme Lord's qualities, pastimes, and the holy name, what does it do? pumsam of human beings aga nirharanaya. Agha is sins, nirharanaya means complete destruction of sins. That is the meaning of sankirtanam bhagavato gunakarmanam nam pumsam agha nirharanaya. Okay, etavata alam. Alam means is not necessary or is enough. But etavata alam means, but even attentive chanting is not necessary. This does not indicate that one need not try to chant attentively. This means that even if one may not chant attentively, still that has an effect. Then how much more effect would attentive chanting have? That's what it means. So that's the meaning of etavata alam. Bhagavan Ajamilo, even Aghavan, as in Bhagavan means one who possesses all the Bhagha, the six opulences. Aghavan means one who possesses all sins or sinful tendencies. Aghavan Ajamilopi, even supremely sinful Ajamil, Putram Vikrushya. Vikrushya means to crying out. Putram, to address his son. Narayana Iti, he had addressed his son as Narayana. Priyamana, and that too only at the time of death. Muktimiyaya, he still attained liberation. So like that. So Sankirtanam, attentive chanting, Bhagavato Gunakarma Namnam, of the names, past names and qualities of the Lord, Pumsam of human beings, Aga Nirharanaya, completely destroys all sins. Yetavata Alam, but even attentive chanting is not necessary. Aghavan Ajamilopi, even sinful Ajamil, Putram Vikrushya, crying out for his son, Narayana Iti, calling out Narayana, Vriyamana, even though only at the time of death, Muktimiyaya, he still attained liberation. Okay, can you start quickly recollecting the words?
Sankirtanam.
Sankirtanam, okay.
Bhagavato
of whom?
Karma namna.
Bhagavato guna karma namna. What does it do? Aga nirharanaya. It destroys all sins. But is attentive chanting absolutely compulsory?
Etavan alam.
Etavata alam. But even attentive chanting is not necessary. Okay, then what is the proof?
Aghavan Ajamilopi.
Aghavan Ajamilopi. Okay, what did he do?
Narayana iti.
Vikrushya.
Putram Vikrushya. He called out for his son. What happened to him?
Mriyamana.
Muktim Iyaya. At what stage?
Mriyamana.
Mriyamana. You know, even though he chanted at the stage of death, he still attained mukti. Okay. We will chant three times. Etavatalamaga nirharanaya pumsam. Sankirtanam bhagavato gunakarmanam namnam vikrushya putram aghavan yadajamilopi narayaneti mriyamana iyayam. You can please mute my mic.
Sankirtanam
bhagavato gunakarmanam namnam vikrushya putram aghavan yadajamilopi Narayaneti mriyamanayaya muktim etavatalamaga nirharanaya pumsam sankirtanam bhagavato gunakarma namnam vikrushya putramagavan ajam yadajami lopi narayaneti mriyamanayaya muktim. Okay. Two more times we will chant and then we will do, because it's a longer verse. Etavatalamaganirharanaya pumsam sankirtanam bhagavato gunakarma namnam vikrushya putramagavan yadajami lopi narayaneti mriyamanayaya muktim etavatalamaganirharanaya pumsam sankirtanam bhagavato gunakarma namnam vikrushya putramagavan yadajami lopi narayaneti mriyamanayaya muktim. Okay, Hari Bhakti bro, first line.
Etavatalam aganirharanaya pumsam.
Muktikesh bro.
Sankirtanam bhagavati gunakarma nama vikra.
What did you say? Okay. Ashraya Gopal, third line.
Vikrushya. Vikrushya is there in that? Putram is there in that, I mean. Vikrushya Aghavan Ajamilopi. Putram Ajamilopi.
Okay. Adi Gopal, fourth line.
Mriya. How it starts, sir?
Narayaneti.
Narayaneti. Narayaneti. No, I forgot.
Okay, someone else. Hari Bhakti Guru, fourth line.
Fourth line. Narayaneti mriyamana iyaya muktim.
Okay. Etavatalam.
Kona proji, whom did you ask for?
Akhilatma Pran.
Etavalam
aganir haranaya pumsam sankirtanam.
Aganir haranaya
pumsam.
Very good. Next two lines will be Jayadev Prabhu has come.
Well, he did not come today. He is somewhere. Hare Krishna.
Tamal going through next two lines.
Vikrushya putram aghavan ajamilopi. Last line is Narayaneti mriyamana iyaya muktim.
Very good. Either in and then powerful words.
Very good.
I will try. Etavatalamaganirharanaya pumsam narayanam narayan sankirtanam
sankirtanam
bhagavato guna nam gunakarma nam nam vikrushya putram aghavan yad ajamilopi narayaneti mriyamana iyam muktim.
Haribo. Yes. Hari Bhakti Prabhu, full verse.
Etavatalam aghanirharanaya pumsam sankirtanam bhagavato gunakarma namnam vikrushya putra magavan yadajami lopi narayaneti mriyamana iyaya muktim.
Hari bo. Yes, Muktikesh Prabhu.
I could not memorize from you, bro.
Okay, fine. No problem. You try, we all will help you.
I'll try. Sankirtanam Bhagavati Gunakarma Namanam Vikrishya Putraka Agavan Yad Ajami Loki Narayana Iti Vyamana Iyaya Mukti.
Wonderful. Chanting only once Namabas destroy all sins. Now you are saying Tannama Grahanadibihi. This means that by chanting, hearing and other process of bhakti, all sins are destroyed and a person attains liberation. Not just chanting once, because the last to last verse, I think, right? He what is this bhakti yoga? He says tan nama grahana adibihi. Starting with chanting that verse, he says, one may question that you are because you are adibihi. Adibihi means other things also he must have done. This means that chanting, hearing and other process of not just chanting once. So therefore here it is indicated chanting intently, sankirtanam. The names and qualities of the Lord destroy sins of man. The word alam indicates that even this is not necessary. You know, intent chanting is not necessary. If one chants only one among all the Lord's names, like in the case of Ajamil, he chanted the name of Narayana. And not perfectly, all sins are still destroyed. Because Ajamil cried out, not perfectly chanting, and he called out, and he called out for his son. Was an infamous sinner, not just some Shudra sinner. He was like a very famous sinner. I don't know, you must have heard this story about Ajamil, right? That once a group of great Vaishnavas, they visited the village of Ajamil. I just recently heard, maybe you must have also heard it. And they wanted to honor prasadam in the house of a brahmana. So they come to that village and they ask, oh, we would like to honor prasadam in the house of a Vaishnava brahmana. So can you please guide us? So some of the villagers, they wanted to just make fun. So they said, oh, the greatest brahmana, not only of this village, but you will never see such a brahmana anywhere, and that is Ajamil. Like that, they guided him to Ajamil's house. So at that particular time, when they all arrived at Ajamil's house, Ajamil was not there, and his wife was only there, and she was holding that baby Narayan in her hands. So when they arrived there, they asked, we were told that this is the house of Ajamil. She said, we have come to honor prasadam. So she said, oh, really? Ajamil is not here. He has gone out. And moreover, this house would not be suitable for you to honor prasadam because I am a prostitute and it won't be appropriate for me to cook for exalted souls like you. Like that she indicated. So they immediately after seeing her, actually they understood this is the situation. And they saw the lady holding a child in her hands. And have you given a name to this? She saw that it was a newborn baby. She said, no, he has not yet been named. and they suggested, please name him Narayan. Like that, they suggested. And then after they left, Ajamil came and she narrated what had happened. And he remembered, oh, Narayan, it's the God's name. So if great saints have mentioned, then I think we should name him Narayan. So he agreed and he named the child Narayan. And the rest is all history as we see in Bhagavatam. So, like we say, you know, the role of Vaishnavas in getting bhakti, you know. So they came and they somehow induced the wife to name the child Narayan, and from then on the whole thing started. You have heard this story?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Yeah. I mean, is there any change? I don't know if I heard it right. So what is the source? Anyone knows?
We heard this.
No, source is not known.
But heard many times.
Oh, you've heard it many times. Okay, yeah. I just recently heard it. I probably heard something like this, but I am not able to recollect. It was probably very long time back, but. I remember Vishwanatha Thakur mentioning that one must assume that there must have been association of devotees. I heard the story only, but just recently I heard the story again. But I just wanted to know the source. It must be some Purana. They must not have made up this story, I think.
Yeah.
But if you get an what is the source? So he says that he was not pure. He was an infamous sinner, not just some Shudra sinner. He chanted while suffering the pains of death, not with controlled mind. Because as we all know, during the time of death, you know, it is the most distracting situation. It is like so many thousand scorpions biting at the same time. So for someone to concentrate and chant the holy name is very difficult. That is the meaning of the word mriyamana at the time of death, which means the most distracted time of one's life. That's when he chanted. And he attained liberation, mukti miyaya, not just destruction of sins. This is the meaning of tannama grahanadhi. Of course, he did not attain mukti immediately also. At least it saved him and gave him some time for perfecting his life. So further, how many years after this whole episode of meeting the Yamadutas and Vishnudutas happened, how many years after that Ajamil went back home? Anyone knows the number?
12 years.
Is that a guess? Because he was 88 and I don't know if, was he exactly 100 when he went back?
Yes. 88 plus 12 will be 100 as well.
Huh?
Yes,
100. Oh, okay. If he was exactly 100, then he must have practiced it for 12 years. But I'm not very sure if it is mentioned in Bhagavatam. Maybe, is it mentioned like that?
Yes, he did tapasya in Haridwar. It's mentioned Bhagavatam.
Yeah. It's mentioned that he did perform tapasya in Haridwar, but the number of years, I'm not very sure. Maybe it is mentioned. I didn't notice. Okay. But at least he, for at least a few years, definitely, he did perform austerities. Austerities means devotional austerities in Haridwar, and then perfected his life. Yeah, that is mentioned. If one chants only, this has already been done. Shravanam kirtanam dhyanam harer adbhuta karmanaha janma karma gunanam cha tadarte akhila cheshtitam. This is from 11th canto, the teachings of Navayogendra Astonimi Maharaj, where they tell Nimi Maharaj, one should always chant and hear about the extraordinary wonderful activities of the Lord. One should meditate upon these activities and one should endeavor to please the Lord. Like that. Why he has mentioned this verse? Because of Bhagavato Gunakarma Namna Sankirtanam, attentive chanting. of the names, pastimes, and qualities of the Lord. Like that. Okay. So, we still have 2-3 minutes. So, we'll at least complete one more verse. We started a little late, so we'll complete one verse. Tasmat sankirtanam vishnor jagan mangala manhasam mahatam api kauravya vidyai kantika nishkritam.
Oji, this is a purport.
Kauravya.
This is purport only of Vishnu.
Purport.
Yeah. This is current verse which you are reading, actually it is a commentary of Vishnu Chakra Thakur only. That verse, because it is...
Correct, I know. 11.327, right?
No, just the verse which you read now, 6.31. Because we are going on 24th currently, and 31th came directly.
Correct. Yes. Oh, that's... I am still reading the purport. I saw 6.3 and I just got carried away. Okay. So he says, he's quoting this for as a proof. Yeah, correct. Tasmat sankirtanam vishnor jagan mangalam amhasam mahatam api kauravya vidhi aikantika nishkritam. O descendant of Kurus, please understand that Vishnoho sankirtanam, that intense chanting of the Lord's name, jagat mangalam, is auspicious for the universe. Aikantika nishkritam is the ultimate atonement. Mahatam api amhasam, even for the greatest of all sins. Oh, so this is given as a proof for this verse that he has quoted here. And another verse he quotes from this is the Phalashruti of Ritumaharaj's pastimes. Anudinam idam adarena shrinvan prutu charitam shrinvan vimukta sangaha bhagavati bhavasindhu putapa pade sacha nipunam labate ratim manushyaha. Sacha nipunam manushyaha idam prithu charitam shrinvan. Whoever hears or recites the story of prithu, anudinam, daily, adarena, with the respect. So adarena is the same as shraddha purva, or along with great faith. Adarena, that is the meaning of respect. Vimukta sangha, while avoiding material association. So hearing should be with faith and without while avoiding material association. If one hears in this way, Bhagavati Ratim Labate, he attains Rati to the Lord. Bhavasindhu Pota Pade, whose feet are a boat for crossing the ocean of material existence. So these statements show that in many angas of bhakti, one should have complete faith. That is what is indicated by adarena. This is stated to increase the prema in those who have no offenses and to destroy the offenses of those who have offenses. So the meaning of the word adarena means with respect, with faith. Faith and respect are more or less synonymous, because if you have faith in it, then you will respectfully do it. Sufficient faith in its potency. Therefore, he is indicating here that adarena shranvan, one who hears it with faith, it definitely destroys the sins and gives prema. He says that for those who already are offenseless, this statement will increase their prema. And for those who are still doing offensive practice of bhakti, this will inspire them to give up those offenses. Like that it is indicated. One more verse. Evam dharmair manushyanam uddavatma nivedanam mayi sanjayate bhakti konyo arto asya avashishyate. These constitute actual religious principles by which those human beings who have actually surrendered themselves to me automatically develop love for me. What other purpose or goal could remain for me? So So, which means there is no other goal for performing bhakti other than prema, which indicates that this path is ahaituki, which indicates the ahaituki nature of bhakti. In the last verse, bhaktihi means prema. Can you recollect some other verse where the word bhakti indicates prema?
Your voice is breaking. I am speaking.
Can you hear me?
Now we can hear.
Okay. So I said Shraddha Ratir Bhaktir Anukramishyati. That in there, Shraddha is actually indicates Asakti, Rati indicates Bhava, and Bhakti indicates Prema. You recollect?
Yes.
What is the starting of that verse?
Sadam. Sadam Prasanga.
We saying what purpose, what other purpose he excludes even liberation. Yuktanam namanyeva harantyagam avishranti prayuktani tanyeva artakani cha. The names of the Lord destroy the sin of those who have committed offenses to the name. By tireless chanting of the names, prema will appear. Avishranti prayuktani tanyeva artakani cha. Which word is he indicating here? This verse, the first two lines indicates which word, and the second two lines indicate which word? Of this verse, I will show you the verse that we are discussing right now. Okay. Etavatalam aganirharanaya pumsam sankirtanam bhagavato gunakarma namnam. Which verse is being indicated here? Which word?
It is aganirharanaya.
Where is aganirharanaya indicated?
Agam
there does not refer to sins. Agam there refers to offenses. Nama parada. So there agam does not indicate sins. There agam indicates offenses. So actually it indicates sankirtanam, attentive chanting, which indicates respect. Respectful. Yeah, that's what it indicates. Okay. So papakshayascha bhavati smaratam tan smaratam tam aharnisham. One can become free from all sinful reactions and attain prema simply by remembering the lotus feet of the Lord day and night. The word cha in the above quote means prema as well as destruction of sin. Destruction of sin is a side benefit. This story shows that by chanting namabhas once, one attains destruction of sin. The desire for sin and the root of that desire, which is ignorance, as well as attains saijya, saloki and other types of liberation, but not prema. So everything but not prema. So one may even attain liberation by namabhas, saijya, saloki, sarshti and so on. One attains destruction of sin, the desire for sin and the root of the desire. Avidya, kama, karma, bihi. All of that can be destroyed, but one cannot attain prema. For that, one has to come to the stage of Shuddhanam, then it goes to Bhavanam and then Premanam, like that. Okay. So, is there a purport? And is it a long purport or short purport?
Long purport, 2-3 pages. same what we read.
Two, three pages. Okay. So we will continue.
The same discussion. Verses, Prabhuji. Same verses only that Vishnu Chakra Thakur is quoting now. Yeah.
But still, still we will take it tomorrow. I have time. If you have time, we can do the purport. If not, tomorrow we will do. You take a call. I am okay.
Tomorrow, do you do this?
Yeah, tomorrow. Fine. So tomorrow, same time, we can continue. Is that okay?
Yes.
Or tomorrow, is there a? Do you have some other services?
Okay.
Yeah, we have to stick it.